Shai had never met an emperor before, let alone poked one in the face. Emperor Ashravan of the 80 Suns, 49th ruler of the Rose Empire, did not respond as Shai prodded him. He stared blankly, his round cheeks rosy and hale, but his expression completely lifeless.
What happened?
Shai straightened from beside the emperor's bed. It was in the style of the ancient Lamio people, with a headboard shaped like a phoenix rising toward heaven. She'd seen a sketch of such a headboard in a book. Likely, the forgery had been drawn from that source.
Assassins.
Gautona stood on the other side of the bed, alongside two surgeons. Of the strikers, only their captain, Zhu, had been allowed to enter.
The murderers broke in 2 nights ago, attacking the emperor and his wife. She was slain. The emperor received a crossbow bolt to the head.
That considered, he's looking remarkable.
You are familiar with resealing?
Vaguely.
Her people called it flesh forgery. Using it, a surgeon of great skill could forge a body to remove its wounds and scars. It required great specialization. The forger had to know each and every sinew, each vein and muscle in order to accurately heal. Resealing was one of the few branches of forgery that Shai hadn't studied in depth. Get an ordinary forgery wrong and you created a work of poor artistic merit.
Get a flesh forgery wrong and people die.
Frava walked around the foot of the bed, hands behind her back.
Our resealers are the best in the world. The emperor was attended to quickly following the assassination attempt. The wound to his head was healed, but...
But his mind was not? It doesn't sound like they did a very good job at all.
The surgeon who had cleared his throat was a diminutive man and had ears like window shutters that had been thrown open wide on a sunny day.
Resealing repairs a body and makes it anew. That, however, is much like rebinding a book with fresh paper following a fire. Yes, it may look exactly the same, and it may be whole all the way through. The words, though, the words are gone. We have given the emperor a new brain. It is merely empty.
Huh. Did you find out who tried to kill him?
The five arbiters exchanged glances.
Yes, they know.
We are not certain.
Meaning you know, but you couldn't prove it well enough to make an accusation. One of the other factions in court, then?
The Glory Faction.
That makes sense. If the Emperor dies, there's a good chance that the Glory Faction will win a bid to elevate his successor.
At 40, Emperor Ashravan was young still by grand standards. He had been expected to rule another 50 years.
If he's replaced, these five arbiters will lose their positions.
That, by imperial politics, would be a huge blow to their status. They'd drop from being the most powerful people in the world to being among the lowest of the Empire's 80 factions.
The assassins did not survive their attack. The Glory Faction does not yet know whether their ploy succeeded. You are going to replace the Emperor's soul with a forgery.
They're crazy! Forging one's own soul is difficult enough, and you don't have to rebuild it from the ground up. These arbiters have no idea what they're asking. But of course they don't. They hate forgery, or so they claim. They walk on imitation floor tiles past copies of ancient vases. They let their surgeons repair a body, but they don't call any of these things forgery in their own tongue. It's what they consider an abomination, which means I'm really their only choice. No one in their own government is capable of this. I'm probably not either.
Can you do it?
I have no idea. Yes.
It will need to be an exact forgery. If the Glory Faction has any inkling of what we've done, they will pounce. The Emperor must not act erratically.
I said I could do it.